The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently the person trying to damage my server and failing, I might add, it's back up and running just fine. Finland. Somebody's using a server in Finland to play dirty games with my computer. All right, well, we fended that one off. And as the old saying is, if you're catching flack, it means you're over the target here. Got a caller on the line, Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And aloha to you. Listen, I thought that one thing that we might want to consider doing, because I know that people, there are people that have listened to RBN and they, oh, you're a bunch of anti-Semites. You don't acknowledge Israel's unilateral right to exist and commit war crimes that are called self-defense. And you know I'm being a bit sarcastic when I say this. And I think that one thing that we might want to consider doing is if we can compile a list of, here's Aaron Russo, a Sephardic, I don't know if he practiced Judaism or if he was just of, you know, I don't know how seriously he took the religion, but I look at Erwin Schiff and it's like, oh, you see, the Eighth Amendment doesn't really apply. I guess you heard Erwin lost a toe to gangrene because he was going through a form of torture called diesel therapy. Because the Eighth Amendment doesn't really apply if you expose how criminally corrupt the government is, right? I guess you read his work called The Federal Mafia that says here's these two mobs that they simply operate through different methodologies, but essentially they are running a protection racket. You either pay them or they break your leg. And that's where all the money from the income tax goes. It doesn't go to fund the government as we were led to believe. But the thought I'm having is that if we can show here's these anti-Zionist Jews who are never given the time of day in the Rothschild-dominated media, the Rothschilds that created the entire global scam, the thing I try to be clear to people, who do you think created this political entity over the objections of all the surrounding nations that said, no, this is a bad idea, the Nazis have been defeated, there's no need for a so-called Jewish state? They were right. It turned out to be a disaster. And the anti-Zionist Jews said, look, there cannot be a legitimate state of Israel until the coming of the Messiah, not before. And
all right. Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you here because this is a short segment here. And I don't want to get into the religious interpretations of Israel's legitimacy because I think it's moot. I think Israel has a right to exist, but they need to accept the responsibility by saying that, yeah, everybody has an equal right to exist. The problem with Israel is they think they have a superior right to exist over everybody else in the region. And all of these 60-odd years, of bloodshed and conflict and war goes back to this attitude by Israel, we have a right to exist, but you don't. And that, of course, is the entire core of the problem. If Israel had gone along with the United Nations' original partition plan and said there's a state of Israel and a state of Palestine, all of the intervening years of bloodshed and war crimes and subversion of governments, all of that could have been avoided. But Israel didn't want to do that. They wanted it all. They wanted the biblical Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates. They were listening to the voices in their head and thinking it was the imaginary playmate in the sky. So I think the people of Israel have as much right to exist as anybody else, but it's an equal right. It does not supersede the right of any other people to exist. And if Israel would just draw their borders finally and agree to live within them, we could all go back to a life of peace. Unfortunately, the government of Israel has this attitude that it should all belong to them. And I'm not sure where that comes from. You know, you've already got more than you can handle now. Why do you want to go on grabbing more? And again, gets back to that money junkie, conquering imperial sickness that seems to infect so many world leaders. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance, concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we've all heard about the problems with the tasers. These were a big sales item into police forces and the military because they're non-lethal. We know, in fact, they are not. If that jolt of electricity hits your heart at exactly the right point in the beat cycle, the heart goes into fibrillation and the person will die. These tasers have killed a lot of people. In fact, I don't have the actual figures, but my impression is more people have died from police tasers than from police gunfire in the last couple of years. Because the police are always using this thing. It's non-lethal. I can go ahead and, you know, and they go out and use these things. Well, proof that anything worth doing is worth overdoing, there is a company called Stunning Developments Incorporated that is putting out a new product called the Battle Prod. And this is a weapon-mounted, also can be handheld, combat stun baton that puts out 5 million volts into the target, meaning you, the peaceful protesters. This is basically flogging the slaves with all the modern improvements. The United States government is fielding mobile torture devices to flog you slaves back into your proper place in society, which is to work hard, turn all your money over to the bankers, die young so you're not a burden on society, but don't forget along the way to pop out a couple more soldiers for us. The U.S. government is getting ready to declare war on you, the American people. And again, the good news is they're preparing for the wrong kind of war. They want violent confrontations in the streets because that is a conflict they know they can win with their huge military machine. What they can't deal with is 300 million Americans continuing to stand silently and politely and peacefully and say, we can't pay for this anymore. Not even we won't pay, we can't. We don't have the high-paying jobs with which to pay taxes. We certainly can't pay enough taxes to redeem all of those treasury bonds that have been overprinted, trying to deal with the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. There certainly aren't enough of us able to generate enough wealth to go on bailing Wall Street out or paying for the wars. We're out of money out here. The nation is grinding to a halt for lack of currency in circulation. And of course, the solution from the Federal Reserve is, you know, we'll print up new currency and you're welcome to borrow it. And that, of course, only perpetuates the system that we've got right now. Now, there is a company called Carbon Commodities Consulting, and it gets back to the whole idea that all of this financial stuff is a scam. Carbon Commodities Consulting. And apparently, there is an article out where some this couple invested 52,000 pounds in carbon credits and were assured they would see a return within 8 weeks by selling their credits at a 25% uplift. And they gave their money to this carbon credit company, and months later, they still never got the carbon credits. It's another one of these, the whole human-caused global warming carbon trading thing, it's another scam. They're trying to do to planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity. In a nation that has lost its ability to actually produce a useful product on any kind of a reasonable scale, the only way to keep the financial system going is fraud and corruption. And 25% of the workers on Wall Street admit that's what they're doing. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Jim in Kansas, aloha. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I would like for you to have somebody from Iceland call you and tell you about how great things are there.
All right, I'll try and get somebody. I think I still have a couple of contacts in Iceland. There's a computer animation shop up there that I'm familiar with, and I'll try and get them on the show, okay?
All right, thanks a lot. Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, the Iceland model is very simple. When they realized that they had been had by all of this banker fraud, they arrested the bankers and they threw them in jail. Iran is hanging their crooked bankers, which I think is a really good idea. It sends a message. This stuff will not be tolerated. As opposed to the United States, which is protecting the bankers from criminal prosecution, bailing them out at taxpayer expense. If you keep on doing that, what are you going to get? You're going to get more fraud. They didn't learn any object lesson from the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, so now they're engaged in car loan-backed securities and student loan-backed securities. They're bundling everything and selling it as the newest, greatest thing. They live on the bubbles, and everybody buys into these things hoping that they'll be on the upside of the bubble, and they'll dump the losses on somebody else down the road. It's a very predatory culture. But Iceland threw their crooked bankers in prison. They kicked out the government that helped them loot the people. The new government has wrote off all of the mortgage debt that was created through fraud. And Iceland's economy is on the way up. And remember, when a government writes off that debt, do you know what the bankers lose? Absolutely nothing. It's just a bookkeeping entry. Interest owed on paper certificates created out of thin air. The only real cost to the bankers when the debt gets written off is ink and paper or wear and tear on the keyboard. They're not loaning out anything of any real value. They're loaning out paper tickets that you are taught to believe have value. When the debt gets written off, the bankers don't lose anything except the expectation of future slave labor. Now, we've been talking a lot about problems with America's pharmaceutical industry. It is so profit-driven that they're putting out products that are very, very dangerous. I was seeing another one of those commercials on TV the other night. I forget what the medication was because I really wasn't paying attention. But when they started at the very end saying these kind of things can happen, and they were saying if you touch this, you know, you can suffer birth defects. And just, I don't know what this product is or what it does, but it sounded more dangerous than radioactive waste in your home. And yet it's still being promoted. Yes, go rush in and tell your doctor that you want this thing. Apparently, the drug industry has paid out $10 billion in fraud settlements in the last 2 years. But they're making so much money, that's not a huge loss. And we're not really going to get these circumstances under control until the financial penalties imposed on corporations who are caught engaging in fraud are so severe that it drives the corporation out of business. If corporations are going to be persons, we must have a death penalty for those corporations that cause death with their products. We don't seem to have it. I know $10 billion sounds like a lot of money to you, and it is, certainly. But to these giant pharmaceutical corporations, it's just part of the cost of doing business. And ultimately, the cost of those settlements gets passed back down to the end consumer with a price increase. Whatever happened to, first of all, do no harm as a guiding principle of medicine? Seems to have gone away. Now, in the process of publishing a scientific paper, and you go through peer review, you should go through peer review. A lot of papers don't in this perverted age of science for gold. But when a scientific paper goes through peer review and it gets published, every once in a while something will go wrong. And somebody else will come back and say, there was a mistake, the peer review didn't catch it, and scientific papers have to be retracted. That's part of the self-correcting mechanism that is supposed to preserve the validity and accuracy of scientific papers. A recent study has shown that 2/3 of all scientific publications that are retracted are due to intentional fraud. And we get back to this situation where scientific method is valid, but individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians or individual clergy. And science that is dependent on grants becomes obliged to those writing the grants. And this whole human-caused global warming thing began when all of a sudden millions and millions of dollars in grants were to be handed out to anybody who could confirm human-caused global warming. And scientists who weren't doing anything else said, oh yeah, I can do that. And just like the witch hunters of medieval Europe who were paid to find witches, they started finding witches. Scientists who were paid to find evidence of human-caused global warming, they delivered on that. Much of that was not peer-reviewed. Much of it was exposed as outright fraud. Because the lies you are being told by the government, by the corporate-owned media, have to be packaged to sell them to you. They understand that when you see a lie wrapped in a politician's suit, you're going to ignore it. In the good old days, they could wrap the lie in a religious robe and you'd believe that, but after all the child molestations, that isn't working. So now the new disguise is science. They'll take a lie, wrap it in a white laboratory coat and say, see, this is scientific. He's got gold plaques on the wall. You listen to him. And now we're seeing the results of that. Actual truth has become irrelevant in modern American corporate and political discourse. It is simply no longer a factor. Nobody's concerned whether something is true or not, only if it's expedient. Only if it gets them what they want. Now, good news from down in Brazil. Brazilian court has upheld that Nestle must label all of its products as genetically modified if they have more than 1% GMO content. I think that's a good benchmark. And the ruling coincides with Brazilian law, which demands all food manufacturers alert consumer to the presence of GMOs within their products. So a little bit of a victory down there. But here in the United States, no, 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 you don't have to do that. Trust us, this stuff won't hurt you. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Working two jobs ends never seen me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about GMO crops and whether they should be labeled. And there's a new story on the horizon. Now, genetic engineers have created a genetically modified mutant cloned cow, which they say produces a reduced allergen milk for consumption by human babies. This is reported on the BBC. Okay, they cloned a cow, they altered the embryo using RNA interference in order to have a cow that produces milk that supposedly is less harmful to human babies than normal cow's milk. Now, this mutant cow was born without any tail. And the scientists are saying, oh, that's no big deal. It's got nothing to do with what we did genetically. Of course it does. Remember what I said before. DNA is incredibly self-referential. It's not just the linear set of blueprints that you can go in and make a change here, and that's all that happens. When you change one part of the genome, it is going to have unforeseen, unpredictable effects elsewhere, and this lack of a tail on this mutant-cloned cow is a good example. And behind all of that, of course, is one of the biggest snow jobs ever foisted on the human race, that cow's milk or synthetic formula that came out of a factory or milk from this new genetically modified mutant cow is somehow better for your baby than the milk that is coming out of the baby's own mother. Mammals have been nursing their offspring on the mother's own body's milk for millions of years. It's never been a problem. And women all around the globe have been bamboozled and lied into basically taking what comes out of their bodies for free and flushing it down the sink drain and then pouring some kind of a factory-produced chemical concoction into their kids, thinking it's going to be better for them. It is absolute nonsense. That milk that comes out of the mother's body is the perfect diet for the baby that comes out of that mother's body. They already know that cow's milk being fed to babies has problems. Now they're going to tinker with the cows. How about we stop all this tinkering and mutant, and let's just go back to what has worked for millions of years of mammalian evolution? Because they can't make money on it. You know, unless they require breastfeeding mothers to get a license, go to, down and, you know, show your breasts to an inspector and they'll stamp U.S. government approved, and then you can breastfeed your own baby in exchange for a monthly fee or something like that. But there is so much of our commerce that is geared to basically telling you not to use what's around you for free. Come and buy our factory made new and improved. That's why there's this huge war on supplements and herbal remedies. They don't want you to be able to make yourself well with stuff you can grow in your own garden, because they can't get a piece of that action. And this mutant cloned cow has just taken this idea to a ridiculous extent. You have no idea what is coming out of that cow's udder. When they start playing around with the genes to a point where it's born without a tail, that's a red warning flag. Something is seriously amiss inside that cow. But here in the United States of America, they could put milk from that cow into a baby formula and not have to tell you about it. And yet we're seeing all this evidence surfacing all over the place that all of these genetically modified products have unanticipated, sometimes very serious side effects. But as long as it's making money, that's all that really matters in the United States of America here. Now, American Express has been ordered to pay something like $80 million in refunds to the users of their cards. Apparently, American Express and its subsidiaries misled, that's a polite word for lie, to customers, about bonuses for signing on for added products. They were charging illegal late fees. They discriminated against customers based on age, mostly the older ones who might pass on before they pay off their balance. Misled customers about debt collection and credit reporting policies. Just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. As long as the money is coming in, that's all that really matters to these financial institutions. This being an election year, government regulators finally decided they needed to do something about it. It's a $20 million fine plus $80 million in refunds to customers. But again, looking at how big Amex is, $100 million, it's a wrist slap. And if corporations want to be persons, okay, but you can't pick and choose, you know, what applies and what doesn't. If you and I committed that kind of fraud, we'd be going to jail. I think at the very least, you know, companies that commit fraud revoke their charter for a year and say for a year you have to shut down, not do business. That's the equivalent of a jail sentence for a corporate person. Or if they commit something really serious, like putting out medication that kills people, sue them to the point of financial collapse and say, we're sorry, but you got to have more social responsibility. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health?
In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. The piper when all the money's gone, replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha America, welcome back to the show. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to talk a little bit this segment about codes and encryption. As you're probably already aware, there are a lot of people out there trying to break into your Wi-Fi and, you know, read your email to your Aunt Mary and find out, you know, just what is the secret ingredient in the cupcakes that you're making and all this other nonsensical situation. It's a total surveillance state. And more people are saying we must have encryption to protect our privacy from people who really have no business looking at what we're doing. It's none of their business, really. And, of course, the government's attitude is, oh, yes, if we have a right to look because you might be a terrorist, and if you're not doing anything wrong, then you shouldn't, you know, object to us looking over your shoulder at everything that you do. And yeah, I do. I'm a very private person by nature. I'm not doing anything that the government has any need to know. So anyway, getting back to the situation of codes and encryption, a little piece of history. At the end of World War II, the U.S. and Great Britain and Poland had succeeded in breaking Germany's top encryption device, the Enigma machine. They'd captured one off of a submarine, a U-boat, and once they had the methodology, they were able to build this giant primitive computer out of mechanical relays at Bletchley Park that just made a horrible racket. But once they had the methodology for Enigma and how it worked, they could take all the messages they were intercepting and had collected from the Germans and go through and simply brute force the keys and start to read the messages. And was a major turning point in the war. At the end of the war, the Allies made presents of captured German Enigma machines to all of its friendly allies, not bothering to tell them that the messages encoded on those machines could and would be read by the United States and Great Britain. Now, later on, there was a commercial version of that same machine put out by a company called Crypto AG in Europe. And they were hit with a major scandal when it came out that the National Security Agency had paid a very large cash bribe to the director, to the owner of Crypto AG, to leave a back door inside the messages that would allow them to be read by the National Security Agency. And this gets back to what I was saying. If the methodology is known, finding the key is easy. It just takes a lot of computer power to put together. But very often, the government prefers to save itself a lot of time and effort by leaving back doors in encryption, especially the encryption standards that are being promulgated as the new standard. You know, we want you to use DES, which was just an open door to government intrusion because they already know the methodology. That makes finding the key brute force. There was even a brief flirtation with something called the work reduction packet in the header of all DES messages, which turned out to be the encryption key re-encrypted with a key only the NSA had. We all remember that whole situation with the NSA key and the Microsoft cryptographic architecture. So the NSA loves to put back doors in encryption to make it easy for them to look into what you're doing. When cell phones finally became encrypted, it was a 16-bit encryption key, which is very, very weak. But originally, all of the high-order bits were set to zero, which tremendously simplified a brute force attack on an encrypted cell phone conversation. In fact, it can happen virtually instantaneously with the correct equipment here. So now the government is released a new official standard for random number generators for computer encryption. Now, amazingly enough, generating true random numbers is very, very difficult. There can be special hardware that will allow you to generate true random numbers for those applications. But within encryption, it's generated within the computer from some kind of an algorithm, which means it's not truly random because it can be predictable. And people who work in codes and cryptography, that random number generator is something they spend a lot of time on to try and get the numbers to be as spectrally even as possible and as non-predictable as possible. But apparently, the new government standard involves a type of random number generation called dual ECDRBG. It is very slow, which if you're doing a lot of encryption, decryption, it slows down the process. It's a very, very slow method. And it's supposed to be based on elliptical curves that are generated using a set of provided constants. And evidence has surfaced that these provided constants have been engineered so that if you have a second set of numbers, they can be plugged into the code to basically decrypt it. Now, it's very complex because obviously they wanted this backdoor to be very hidden, but it's turning out that, yeah, the new imposed U.S. government standard for random number generation has a backdoor in there, which means the NSA is going to be able to read your messages. Now, if you are the sort of person who needs codes and encryption to do what you're doing, your best thing is to, you know, spend the money to learn enough about codes and encryption to come up with your own system. And you hide that methodology as scrupulously as you hide the keys. Because when it comes to reading coded messages, if they don't know the methodology, they're really stuck. You know, have a couple of different layers. Encode the message with one layer so it looks like random number noise. Then encode it again in your strongest encryption and send it out. So a brute force attack is not going to reveal clear text. All kinds of things that you can do. But the government is just pathologically desperate to be able to look into everything that you're doing. to snoop on what you're doing, to look in your Wi-Fi, to monitor all of us alternative media people. And, you know, I don't have anything to hide from you. You know how I feel about you. All right, we got a caller on the line. George in Texas, aloha. George, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I'm just calling on the listeners. Don't even bother watching the presidential debates, because I can just tell you it's just a scripted play. Because I was sitting there reading about the Lincoln and Douglas debates and a lot of other debates, and I can tell you one thing. It's they're a lot more spirited, those debates, than what we have
yes.
today.
It is. Debates used to be debates. Now they're just part of the advertising.
Yeah, and I'm just telling people I put on your website reasons why, because they're because certain issues they'll never bring up, like the Federal Reserve Bank, the NDAA, the TSA. They'll
slavery
never get
to Israel.
What's that?
Slavery to Israel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that in. But I'm just saying, don't watch debates. I just think if we give the debates poor ratings, they might be able to get some change, or they might.
Oh, they'll just lie about the ratings as well. I am going to watch the debates, only because I don't want to watch the 27th installment of the Bourne Tedium.
You going to watch on the Travel Channel tonight about with the Miami airport? What goes on there?
I saw it. I don't know that I'm going to watch it. I may. I mean, these days I spend very little time on television, and it's usually searching around for something I haven't already seen 57 times before.
Oh, okay, Mike. Well, have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. All righty. Let's see. Apparently the TSA has terrorized and molested yet another terrorist suspect, in this case a 3-year-old boy with a broken leg sitting in a wheelchair. But by golly, we're going to prove that, you know, the blue shirts are just at it again here. Now, I think we mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to mention it again because this sort of gets back to that whole idea of codes and encryption, and anything that you buy for encryption is worthless. Anything that is mandated as a standard by the government is worthless. It may keep the hackers out, but it's not designed to keep the government out. It's not intended to protect you from government intrusion into your life. You're on your own for that kind of a situation here. But apparently the United States Naval Surface Warfare Center has created an app to go on smartphones, like the little iPhone here, that will secretly monitor and reconstruct your user environment in 3D, which means if it's running on your smartphone, as you walk around the house, you're completely unaware the camera is working. It's taking pictures, and they have software that will stitch those pictures back into a 3D map of your home. So they can look around, see what you've got for property, if you've got anything worth kicking down the door and stealing, where your guns are located, if you have guns, where your porno stash is, because, you know, these are lonely guys out there working for the U.S. government. Nobody's going to date them. And so it's just another way of how the attitude of the United States government is that your phone that you bought and paid for, your computer you bought and paid for, your tablet you bought and paid for, doesn't really belong to you. It's just another part of the government's surveillance system. We're right into George Orwell. That little screen that you're watching is watching you. Another one I mentioned yesterday, but I'm going to reprise, is psychologists are now defining internet addiction as a mental illness. If you spend too much time on the internet surfing those pesky alternative media websites, you are suffering from a mental illness, and they're going to sell you a pill for that. But, you know, it's funny that people who are addicted to the corporate media, just watch it all day long, hour after hour, or people hooked on using their credit cards, that's never defined as a mental illness by the psychiatrist, but by golly, going out and reading whatreallyhappened.com or listening to republicbroadcasting.org, that's a serious sign of mental illness. How very Soviet of them to come up with that here. Meanwhile, there's a very ugly story that has come out of Los Angeles, where apparently there was a mother of five, U.S. citizen, perfectly legal, killed by a Border Patrol agent. And apparently what the witnesses said is it was a very crowded street, and the Border Patrol was there doing something that had nothing to do with this woman. And the woman was driving by, and her car bumped the Border Patrol agent. He drew his gun, turned around, fired through the windshield. killed her right there. Now, the Border Patrol initially put out a story saying that the woman had tried to assault him with the car, had tried to run him over, dragged him 100 feet down the street, and he was forced to crawl up on the hood of the car, from which he then fired the gun. The witnesses are saying absolutely not. It appeared to be an innocent accident. But that's how out of control all these blue shirts with their guns are getting. Shoot first, ask questions later. Doesn't matter if you accidentally kill somebody. You know, they'll just put out a cover story because truth doesn't matter in the American culture anymore. Just whatever works. Not what's true, what works, what gets us off of trouble. Here in Hawaii, we've had another story where these police officers who were caught drawing overtime pay while they were actually out at a bar getting drunk, the district attorney has decided to drop all prosecution. And again, they're not being held accountable. And this gets back to that story we had in the first hour where the official USDA choice-approved investigation into Fast and Furious slapped around some underlings, said Eric Holder didn't know what was going on, and yet we find a video from March of 2009 in which they're openly bragging that the president knew, that Eric Holder knew, that they were saying this is going to be great and it's going to be wonderful. And the corporate media doesn't bother looking for this stuff. They just parrot it out there, whatever the lies are going to be. So I wouldn't blame you for not watching the presidential debates. It is just theater. They're not really going to talk about any of the issues that affect ordinary American people. They're going to get up there and they're going to say the same platitudes. I mean, Mitt Romney is out there saying the same thing today that Obama said in 2008. I will bring change. We didn't get it. We got more of the same. And that's why I'm saying it doesn't really matter who wins the November election. We're still going to have what's left of our wealth strip mined away to prop up Wall Street and the Federal Reserve note. We're still going to see our children blown to bloody bits in wars all over the globe to serve Israel and prop up the dollar. The only thing Republican voters can do is send a message to the Republican Party leadership that you don't ignore us. And that's why I'm staying home in November, and I encourage Republican voters to do exactly the same. If Ron Paul's not on the ballot, there's no reason for me to show up and vote. And I know Paul Ryan, they're starting to understand this is going to be a problem. That's why Paul Ryan is out there saying, you, Ron Paul people, you got to come support it. You don't want Obama to win. And my answer to that is it doesn't matter who wins. The only thing that changes is which faces are in that trough in Washington, D.C., scarfing down the wealth. That's the only thing that will change. The only possible good the November election can achieve is to send that message from Republican voters to the Republican Party leadership. You don't blockade the candidates we want with impunity. That's the only thing that we can actually accomplish in the November election is to basically let the Republican Party leadership go down in flames. They deserve it. They didn't want to listen to us. They wanted to foist a Wall Street candidate on us. And now they're saying, if you're a loyal party member, you will support the candidate we gave you. No, not going to do it. Loyalty is a two-way street. If you want our loyalty and support, you have to give that back. And that means when we all band together, when all of Ron Paul's public events were standing room only, and you didn't want to listen, well, then we're not going to listen to you. Really what it comes down to. All righty. Let's see. Interesting note from the world of science. Apparently, Venus Express, which is the European Space Agency's Venus orbiter, has discovered that it's not all hot, that there are layers in the atmosphere, and there is apparently a layer at 125 kilometers above the planet's surface where it's 175 degrees below zero centigrade. And that's the layer with all the carbon dioxide ice that makes Venus so bright in the sky. So there's a very amazing situation there. I mean, up until now, we're even saying, well, Venus is hot. It's just closer to the sun and it's going to be broiling. Well, now you've got this range of temperatures. You know, we know the surface of Venus is 464 degrees centigrade because the Russians have soft landed there. Now we're finding this minus 175 up in the sky. That means somewhere there is a layer with temperatures that might support a carbon dioxide based form of life. just blowing in the breeze there. That's a fascinating little piece of science that's coming in there. And, of course, we're starting to see more and more information come in from Curiosity as it trundles around Mars. And I'm starting to see NASA hem and haw a little bit more about, yeah, maybe we were a little hasty to say that there was life on Mars following the Viking mission. So they're never going to hold a press conference and say, yes, we were wrong and Viking found it. You know, Curiosity will claim the credit. We found that there's life on Mars. Well, sorry, Viking beat you to it. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with our last segment after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show here today. We know that Netanyahu has backed off overtly trying to influence the U.S. presidential election. We know he's good buddies with Mitt Romney. We know that Israel sees an Obama in his second term unable to run again as more difficult to control than a Mitt Romney in his first term desperate for a second term. And we should not rule out the fact that Israel is still covertly trying to interfere in the U.S. election. And a red warning sign here I just saw on CNN, where they're doing this story about how the political climate could still shift before the election, because, as you know, polls are basically showing Obama as ahead by 10% in a lot of the key swing states. And so all of a sudden, I'm starting to see this corporate media, which we know accepts money from Israel to report the news in a way that favors Israel's interests. Now they're starting to hem and haw and say there could be an October surprise. There could be a sudden come from behind victory. And then when we find out in Riverside, California, Democrats are being re-registered as Republicans without their knowledge. Yeah, we're getting set up for a record Olympic class vote fraud in November here. So, and at that particular point, I mean, again, I'm no friend of Obama, but if Mitt Romney is declared the winner in the election, I don't believe that. I'm not going to believe that. You know, after 47%, after the airplane window, after the way he just keeps flip-flopping, we do not know what the man is actually thinking. And that's, yeah, it's going to come down to the vote fraud yet again. All righty, let's see. Anything else to talk about? Yeah, basically, I want to go back to the situation. The war with Iran has not gone away. It's been delayed. We know that issues of pleasing Israel aside, the real agenda is dollarification of all of the oil-producing nations to prop up the Federal Reserve note just a little bit longer. And that means in order to sell America on yet another war of conquest, they're not going to be able to do it with the threat of Iranian nukes. Trying a false flag is very chancy in the post-9/11 skepticism of the American people. So I still think they're going to be looking at a cyber false flag, a virtual 9/11, targeting the American banking system and bringing it crashing down so they can blame Iran for it and duck the responsibility for the fact that the American economic system is coming down anyway because of fraud, mismanagement, corruption. And behind it all, that model of a private central bank issuing all of the public currency at interest is a failed experiment. It has never worked for the good of the people and the good of the nation. It always brings the nation to ruin. Its only reason for existence is the people who first set it all up get insanely rich. And that's the only reason it exists. And it needs to go away. We need to go back to the financial system that worked for the United States of America when it was first founded, before we were sold back into the slavery of the same banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. Anyway, that's it. The magic music is here. It's time for me to head on out and do some errands with the lovely Claire. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well. Please support Republic Broadcasting. I cannot tell you how important it is for you to chip in and help Republic stay on the air, stay on the shortwave, get the message out. We're trying to prevent a nuclear war here, and we need every bit of your help. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well. Share what you know with everyone you know. Call your local radio stations and tell them to please carry Republic content. And aloha, America.